The interesting people you meet when traveling. Every face tells a story. Cruising the Greek islands can create memories for a lifetime. A few years ago, while cruising with a group of tourists through the Greek islands, I had an experience that will stay in my memories forever. During our free time to explore the island of Rhodes, Carol Tyndall discovered an ancient 400-year-old Jewish synagogue. Inside, there was an elderly man and an elderly woman speaking in Spanish. The old fellow asked Carol if she spoke Spanish or knew anyone that did. And knowing that I speak Spanish, Carol asked me if I would speak with the elderly gentleman. I entered the ancient synagogue wearing my Indiana Jones hat that was accepted as sufficient head covering, even if it didn't look like the traditional yarmulke or Jewish skullcap. When I spoke to the elderly man in Spanish, he embraced me and asked if I would do him a great service. There were two Jewish American couples that he was about to meet with, and since he did not speak English well, he wanted to know if I would translate his Spanish into English. When I said yes, he considered my presence an answer to his prayers. A brief history is necessary to appreciate the story of this man, Shemuel Mordiano. The type of Spanish he spoke was called Ancient Ladino, and it was not difficult at all for me to understand him. A Jew from Spain was called a Sephardic Jew, because in Hebrew, Sephard means Spaniard. During the Spanish Inquisition in Spain, hundreds of Sephardic Jews fled in 1577 AD to the island of Roses, or Rhodes. It was a safe place for the Jews and had been since the Jews escaped from the rage of the Roman Empire in Jerusalem in 70 AD. Josephus mentioned that the Jews of Rhodes were there in the first century. There was a time during the 1920s when one out of every three inhabitants of Rhodes was of Jewish descent. Here they built six synagogues and flourished as jewelers and fishermen and farmers and bankers. In July of 1944, the German soldiers swarmed over the island of Rhodes, and 1,500 Jews were sent to Birkenau and Auschwitz for extermination. There were another 1,500 Jews who fled to Argentina, where they could continue to speak Ladino. Among those who were carried away to Birkenau was a 13-year-old Shemuel Mordiano, who was planning his bar mitzvah the very week of his imprisonment. It requires a community of 10 men to open and read from the sacred scrolls of the Law of Moses. The bar mitzvah introduces a young man into that community. Shemuel Mordiano was not only denied this rite of passage, he was also denied 119 members of his own family that perished in the ovens of Birkenau. He was one of the 151 Holocaust survivors from the 1,500 that were carried away by the Nazis. Only 30 Jewish survivors of the 151 returned to Rhodes. On May 11, 2005, when I translated for Shemuel Mordiano, there were only 10 Jews in all of Rhodes, but there were not 10 men. This meant that the surviving scroll of the Law of Moses could not be opened. On June 23, 2002, Rhodesians from all over the world gathered at the square to commemorate the unveiling of a six-sided column Holocaust memorial translated into six languages and spoken by the people of Rhodes. The inscription reads, "Never forget, in memory of the 1,604 Jews of Rhodes and Kos, murdered in the Nazi camps, July 23, 1944. Shemuel told me that among this group of adult Jewish males were descendants of those who fled to Argentina in 1944. They came especially to find Shemuel and to hold his delayed bar mitzvah when he was 72 years old. The young man who had been denied the rite of passage at 13 was finally accepted into the community of adults. There was a lump in my throat as he lifted up his left arm and I saw the tattoo B7456, the mark of a Holocaust survivor." If that weren't enough, tears streamed down my cheeks as I translated these words for Shemuel. "For the first time in my life, I was able to carry the sacred scroll that my father carried at his bar mitzvah and that my grandfather carried at his bar mitzvah and that my great-great-great-grandfather carried back to 1577 A.D. Shemuel's face told a story, and my life is richer for having traveled abroad.